Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Welcome to hour number two here on Taco Tuesday. Listen, I've been in the first part of the show, Dipper number one, talking about next-gen conservatives because they are out there. They are out there and they are a force to be reckoned with. And we need them. And we need more of them, to be honest. And I just gave you some stats that said that what is referred to by sociologists as Gen Z is by and large, they say by some polls, to be less patriotic, less enthused about the world, less enthused about their own country. And yet, other polls clearly indicate they are also more electorally engaged than the previous sociology-lumped individuals like millennials and Gen X. Okay, all that to say, Gen Z's got it going on, and there are true conservatives in the mix. One of the organizations that does an amazing job with this is TPUSA, Turning Point USA, founded by Charlie Kirk. And on the phone with us right now is Jacob Lawrence, who's the North Alabama, Mississippi field rep for TPUSA. Hails from Mobile originally. We just found out off the air we're both South Alabama graduates. So, Jacob Lawrence, how you doing?
Doing well, Phil. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, man. Thanks for making some time. I think it's worthwhile for folks to hear what TPUSA is and does first. So just go ahead and spin us up on that.
Yeah, of course. So Turning Point USA was founded by Charlie Kirk in 2012 following the reelection of Barack Obama. We exist to go onto college campuses and to make an impact for the conservative movement. We identify conservative leaders on campus. We encourage them to educate their fellow students and mobilize them within the community.
So you guys are on, I mean, obviously you're the field rep in North Alabama and Mississippi. So you're basically on college campuses right now in Alabama, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Which ones do you have chapters on?
We have a chapter at the University of North Alabama, University of Alabama, Shelton State Community College, University of Alabama Huntsville, University of Alabama Birmingham, Jacksonville State, and several others. I think we have around 15 to 16 in Alabama and Northern Alabama.
Okay, good. Well, we're a red state. Obviously, it's you know, some would say it might be easier, even though, I mean, technically, like University of Alabama, you got kids come from all over the nation to go to school there. But even in blue states, do you tend to have TPUSA chapters?
Yes, sir. We have reps across the country, even in places like California, Colorado, stuff like that. And they're doing very well with our conservative students there.
Okay, so you're a TPUSA staffer, a field rep. So what do y'all do? Because one of the things that I was talking about earlier on the show before you came on was we've got to engage the next generation conservatives. We've got to give them reasons to be conservative. I mean, what do y'all do, actually?
So in the day-to-day life, I go to campus every day. So Monday through Thursday, I'm on campus every day at one school. Like today, I was at the University of Mississippi, Ole Miss. Today, we set up tables, we interact with students, and we schedule events such as I'll be hosting Riley Gaines at the University of Ole Miss in October. So we host these big events on campus to engage the youth vote.
So you ever been shouted down or had had libs show up and decide that you're not welcome?
I haven't been yelled at much. I have some I'm a communist to me, but not much as you would think.
Well, okay, so I asked that because I know that you're, you know, the head of the organization, Charlie Kirk, deals with that on a regular basis. Which, by the way, I mean, he's like the master at being able to have dialogue when they don't want a dialogue. what's your thought? I mean, so you're actually a field rep in an organization that works with your age group. So how long out of college are you personally?
I'm about a semester out. So I started with the organization in December.
Okay. So basically, I guess what I would ask then is, what are you seeing? Is there a movement for conservatism in the next generation?
Well, the statistics would show us that this generation of young men is the most conservative in the recent decades. We see a lot of young men are hungry for masculinity, they're hungry for faith, and they're hungry for the conservative movement. The problem is that we've seen the opposite with the female demographic on campus.
Really?
So we see a lot of males that are super active, wanting to get involved and be patriotic about our country, but we see that the female demographic is not the same.
So do you attribute that to anything? Is there anything that gives you a clear indication as to why that would be?
I believe that the the abortion issue has been weaponized to change their opinion about the country and about the conservative movement as a whole.
Well, that may be, which I look at it and go, I'm so pro-life. Me personally, I'm so pro-life that I don't even care about what their arguments are for pro-choice for the most part. But do you see that as being like a big campaign issue for your age demographic?
Maybe so. It seems to be a big issue on campuses. It's definitely one of the hotter topics on campus that gets brought up basically on a regular basis daily.
It brought up in what way? Like we want more choice. It's my body. Or is it more along the lines of tell me why?
Tell me why. It's usually on the why, tell me why, and then you get the classic pro-choice argument of, well, you're pro-life out the womb, but are you supporting these policies to help people when they can't pay for their rent and stuff like that?
Yeah, I get it. Okay. All right. Let me ask you this. In your generation working with college students, what about Biden's payoff of student loans? Has that been a big deal?
I haven't seen much of that on college campuses. It hasn't come up a lot.
Well, I look at it and go, dang, man. I mean, if it's that big of a deal, then you would think they'd want more free stuff and not just that. But all right. So what would you say are the biggest issues? I mean, I can look at polls and say, here's what America says are the big issues. But let's break it down just to the so-called Gen Zers. What are the big issues that they care about in this election cycle right now?
I believe that one of the biggest concerns for the youth Americans today is the possibility if they'll ever be able to own a home, especially with what's going on with the housing market right now.
Yeah.
I believe a lot of the economic issues facing college students are a little bit distant since they're still in college. Some of them are not working. They're not in their full-time jobs. But there is a worry that when they graduate college, there will not be jobs for them when they get out. So the economy is definitely, it seems sort of distant, but they're definitely worried about it.
Okay, so economy in general, but then also specify the housing market as being a big chunk of that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right. Well, I mean, okay. You know, I look back at, you know, previous generations, my own generation and others, and then there's the call to arms. Like, so let me ask you this. One of the things that we're seeing right now is that military recruiting is at an all-time low. Do you attribute that to anything in your generation that can be addressed?
I believe that the reason why military recruitment is an all-time low is because we've seen a generation grow up with the indoctrination of the public school system and at the college campus where they've been taught by their educators to not love their country and that their country has made mistakes in the past that they cannot atone for.
Okay, so that goes back to that poll I had earlier that said that there's less of a love for country among Gen Z. You think that's accurate?
I believe that the educators have tried to push that on campus. I see a lot more vocal, patriotic, but there's also that element of they don't want to be ostracized from their social groups, so they tend to be less vocal sometimes for their country, and I think that's the difference. Is some people are just, they support the country and they support the conservative movement, but they're not vocal about it, and they certainly won't take a stand on it.
All right, what about matters of faith? Where do you think your generation is in terms of matters of faith? Is there an uprising of it right now? Is there a groundswell, or is it waning right now?
I would argue that it's getting larger, it's getting bigger on campus. It's definitely a big issue, especially with Turning Point obviously being a Christian organization.
Right.
We have a lot of Turning Point faith materials we have on tables and stuff. But we see a lot of great engagement with that, especially on the abortion issue and on pedophiles in school systems and stuff like that.
Wow. Okay. Well, I mean, and I hope so, because faith, you know, God and country. I mean, when I say faith, I'm really talking about the Christian faith. But when I think God and country, I think that's, I mean, those are building blocks. Those are cultural, social building blocks that in their absence are going to get filled by something. The vacuum never remains open. So, all right. I'm going to go a couple steps further here. What do you think is the most important thing that old guys like me need to know about your generation and inspiring them to do the next great thing?
They want to feel a part of something. They want to feel like they're a part of something greater than themselves. At Turning Point USA, what we try to build is we try to build the it factor. on campus, or we are the place to be and the event to be at. They want to feel like they're doing something beyond themselves because they're craving that. Like we're saying, like we were saying earlier, Phil, is that when they replace, we do not want to replace faith with the conservative movement, but when we combine faith with the conservative movement and saying you can save your country, and most importantly, you can educate your peers on what really matters most, we see that we have a lot of buy-in from students when we say this is a massive mission to save America and not just on your local college campus.
All right, that's good stuff. So let me ask you, is there something that, like I said a while ago, old guys like me, is there something like old guys like me or old guys like Trump? I mean, I had mentors in my life. There were older guys that I looked up to. Is there a reasonable expectation that an older generation can still be there for the younger generation and sort of encourage that process? Or is it simply being grown within the age group, like you're working with them because you're all the same age group?
I believe there's definitely a place for the older generation to work with the younger generation. On college campuses, we encourage the older generation to build a community with the younger generations because most of the time, the younger generation has the energy and has the physical ability, but the older generation has the wisdom and the knowledge of how to do things. So we can try to combine both of them because a lot of students can walk around and door knock and get things done, but they might not always know where to go. And that's where we encourage the partnership between both groups to work together.
Okay, so y'all do as an organization actually encourage that process?
Especially with events, yes, sir. We encourage with events that we encourage our students to go to local community events and have their civic duty.
Okay, well, I tell you what. Listen, here's the deal. We got to take a break right now. That's the way we have to run the show. We got to keep it alive and kicking. But Jacob, can you hang on during the break and come back and tell some folks you got some things going on or how they can get involved if they want to? All right.
Yes, sir.
All right. Hang tight. We're with Jacob Lawrence right now talking about next-gen conservatives. Jacob is with TPUSA, which is one of the leading organizations in the nation for bringing up the next round of Gen Z conservatives. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, straightening out the pins on truth grenades. All right, going right back to the phones real quick. I want to get a chance to wrap up. And also, I want to get a chance for him to tell folks how they can get involved. Jacob Lawrence is a field rep for North Alabama and Mississippi for TPUSA, Turning Point USA, working with basically the younger generation of next-gen conservatives. Hey, Jacob, so let me ask you this. What do you got going on in the near future? And how can folks get involved? What are y'all looking for? Tell us about that.
Yeah, of course, Phil. So in October 29th, we're going to be hosting Riley Gaines at the University of Mississippi.
Yeah.
Also, we're going to be hosting a voter registration drive September 17th at Jacksonville State University. So we're going to be registering voters at Jacksonville State to do their civic duty and vote.
Yeah, good deal. And if folks are on any campus that doesn't already have a TPUSA, can they reach out and say, hey, we'd like to talk about getting one here?
Yes, sir. So if you're involved at a college campus or even a high school campus, because we do have high school chapters as well. If you're involved, if you go to there, you're a student, you can go to tpusa.com/get involved. If you're a parent or a grandparent, encourage your child or your grandchild to fill out that form, get involved on their campus, start a chapter, and help the conservative movement of the next generation.
Wow, that's awesome, man. And I tell you what, I appreciate what you do. Thank you for, I'll just tell you right now, you personally, thank you for what you do, because we can't do it. I know for a fact what it means to have volunteers, but I also know what it means for people to set aside other things they could be doing in life to spend time on the staff of organizations like this, making a difference. So thanks for what you do, man.
Yes, sir.
Well, listen, Jacob, we'll have you back on again sometime soon. I'm glad we made the connection for today's show.
Yes, sir. Thank you for inviting me on.
Absolutely. Take care. So, listen, this is the thing, y'all. Let's wrap this up. But next-gen conservatives, they're real, and they're out there. And some of them are already actively engaged, like Jacob and others in different college campuses that are, and even high schools. And And by the way, TPUSA is one of those that makes no bones about the fact that Jesus is Lord and America is great all at one time. They're being branded right now as an organization by liberals as those MAGA, you know, Christian nationalists. What a ridiculous thing to say. MAGA means make America great again. Christian is awesome, and nationalist just means you love your country. So it's not scary, but they want to make it scary. The bottom line is this. When you and I are gone, we need to know the next generation is going to carry the torch. The next generation has to have a love for country. They have to have a cause and a purpose. They have to have the ability to plug in, and they have to have the ability to have voice. So give them the voice now, because we're seeing in the polls, right now that too many of them don't love country. Fewer of them love their country, according to some polls, than previous generations. And yet more of them are getting electorally involved in politics than ever before. What does that tell you? That means you got more people getting involved that perhaps don't carry the values that we would want them to. As an organization, Right Side Media, as an organization here that loves country and loves Jesus, and I'm telling you right now, the two are allowed to go hand in hand, and they should. Organizations like TPUSA are out there wearing it out right now. You got TPUSA, you got College Republicans, you got YAF, Young America's Foundation. You got groups like PragerU and Daily Wire and others that are doing things. TPUSA even has a PAC right now where they're helping conservative candidates called TP Action. They got another brand of their organization called TP Faith, which is all about basically growing in your faith in Christ. And so these organizations are out there. They're making a dent, but you can't do without them. And you and I one day we're going to be gone. I'm at that time of life where I can see the end from here, if you know what I'm saying. And I look at it and think, I just want to know that it's outside my bubble. It's outside of just the few young conservatives that are in my family and my close proximity of friends. I want to know there's more out there. I would hope that, I mean, this show stands for the idea that I call it the mission and the message, is that every single day we do the four E's. We educate, enlighten, and empower and entertain people on what it means to be a conservative in today's world. But that's the mission. It's driven by the message that Jesus is Lord, America's great, Alabama's beautiful, and life's worth living. Give them that, and we'll be okay. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.